Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We thank God this morning that we're here on this prayer line this morning on February the 17th. Well, no, today is the 16th. February the 16th, we just thank God for allowing us to be here today. Lord God, we just worship your holy name. We praise you for Heavenly Father. Thank you, God, for waking us up, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for just keeping our families through the night, Lord God. Lord God, we give you all the glory and honor, Jesus, Lord God. We magnify you this morning. Lord God, we praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping your hand on us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for waking us up in our right mind, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for making us the head and not the tail today, Lord God. Lord God, we will praise you, Lord God. We will glorify you, Lord God. We will magnify you today, Lord God. Lord God, for you deserve the glory, Lord God. For you deserve the praise, Lord God. For, Lord God, you are our Jehovah Jireh, Lord God, our provider, Lord God. Lord God, you reign in victory, Lord God, today, Lord God. Lord God, we are just excited today, on today, to just what you're going to do for us today, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for giving us a renewed mindset this morning, Lord God. Lord God, giving us a renewed heart, Lord God, today, Lord God. Lord God, to just do things differently and better, Lord God. We want to be better today, Lord God. Lord God, we want to have compassion for one another, Lord God. We want to minister to one another, Lord God, today, Lord God. We just thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, you deserve all the glory, Jesus, Lord God. You are so wonderful, Lord God. You do things so great, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We praise your holy name, Lord God. Lord God, we are excited, Lord God, this morning, Lord God, for what you're going to do in our lives, Lord God, in the lives of our families today, Lord God. Lord God, you are the Lord of Lords. There's nothing higher, Lord God, than you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we're just going to start off our morning glorifying you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. I just appreciate you so much, Lord God. I appreciate you, Lord. I appreciate you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you brought us so far, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you this morning, Lord God. We give you all the glory, Jesus. We give you all the glory, Lord God. We thank you for keeping our families, Lord God. We thank you for salvation this morning, Lord God, for keeping us, Jesus, Lord God, in our right mind, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We may not be where we want to be, Lord God, but, Lord God, you brought us so far, Lord God. And so we're just expecting something great, Lord God. You said that our latter will be better than our former, Lord God. So we thank you for that this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we are expecting something great, Lord God, on this day, Lord God, on February the 16th, 2022, Lord God. We are expecting, Lord God, just a miracle, Lord God, because we know you're a miracle working God, Lord God. Lord God, you can turn situations around, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we praise you, Lord God. We magnify you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to continuously to cover our families, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We ask you to continuously to work on their hearts, Lord God. You said you would turn the hearts of the fathers back to the son, Father God. Lord God, you said harden not your heart, Jesus, Lord God. So, Lord God, we ask you today, Lord God, to give us that heart, Lord God, that heart, Lord God, that we need, Lord God. Lord God, to keep us, Lord God, magnifying you in everything that we do, Lord God. In everything that we do, Lord God, we know it's not out of our own strength, Lord God, but out of the blessings of the Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, I pray over my family, Heavenly Father, Lord God. I pray over Denver and Dallas, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you keep them, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that they have a relationship with you, Heavenly Father. Lord God, I pray for those, Lord God, that's mourning, Lord God, that's going through, Lord God. Lord God, that they're going through any type of mental, Lord God, anguish, Lord God. We pray for them, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for some people, Lord God, that they're just depressed, Lord God. We pray for them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, there's some people looking for a job, Lord God. We pray for them, Lord God. We pray for their strength, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for our families, Lord God, salvation, Jesus, Lord God. I'm praying for Joshua, Lord God, TJ, Jadon, Lord God, Sierra, Heavenly Father. Lord God, I pray for each and every one of my sisters, Lord God. I pray for their salvation. I pray for Yolanda, Toshiba, Lord God, Don and Tony, Lord God. I pray for them, Lord God. I pray for them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray over every entrepreneur, Lord God. Lord God, that you would give us ideas, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you give us favor, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you give us, you be the light of our footsteps, Lord God, guiding us, Lord God, helping us to make right decisions, Lord God. Lord God, placing our feet where it needs to be, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for divine connections, Lord God. Lord God, that everything that we do, Lord God, be divinely, Lord God, directed by you, Lord God, for you are our direction, Jesus, Lord God. You are our shepherd, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, help us to, Lord God, in the presence of your of you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, help us to stay in your presence, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, help us to meditate on the word day and night, Lord God. You said Joshua meditated on the word day and night, Lord God. So help us, Lord God. Lord God, to keep going, Lord God, no matter what the situation look like, Lord God. We know that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, Lord God. We're praying for strength today, Lord God. Lord God, that you've given us the strength to keep pushing, Lord God, through every adversity situation, Lord God, that keep pushing, Lord God, because you told us, Lord God, our latter will be better than our former, Lord God. And Lord God, that you said in your word, Lord God, that you've been giving us an expected end, Lord God. So Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you pray strength, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would give us clarity, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we would use our spiritual eyes, Lord God, and Lord God, that we can see, Lord God, that we are not at battle with flesh, Lord God, but at battle with principalities and spirits, Lord God. So, Lord God, we bind anything in high places today, Lord God. We bind anything that's been spoken over our life, Lord God, that's meant to hinder us, Lord God, to hold us back, Lord God. We bind anything in our past, Lord God, to try to keep creeping up, and Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, because you said that we are new creatures through Christ, Lord God, that we are renewed, Lord God, through the Spirit of Jesus Christ, Lord God. So we thank you for that renewing blood, Lord God. We thank you for giving us a renewed mindset this morning, Lord God, a renewed vision, Lord God. Lord God, that we are fully developed followers of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, that we will not be bound by our past, Lord God, but our future, Lord God, is looking bright, Lord God. So we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we reach up our hands this morning and say hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for giving us this day, Lord God. For giving us this day, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for you are the living bread, Lord God. Lord God, help us to, Lord God, to Lord God, to fill our spirits up this morning off of you, Jesus, Lord God. We looking for the overflow, Lord God. Lord God, anointing, Jesus, Lord God. You said that you anoint our head with oil, Lord God, and our cups shall run us over, Lord God. Lord God, so we are looking for that anointing this morning, Lord God. Lord God, rain down a victory upon us, Lord God, this morning, Lord God. Lord God, reign in our life today, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, with everything inside of us, Lord God. We come to you, Lord God, saying hallelujah, Jesus, Lord God. We worship you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for those, Lord God, who's looking for companionship, Lord God, to bring the person, Lord God, that you have set aside in their life, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for marriages, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We praying for those, Lord God, that may be addicted to drugs, Lord God, or pills, Lord God, prescription pills, or Lord God, or anything, Lord God, that's causing them to, Lord God, and then not to have the clarity, Lord God, that they need, Jesus, Lord God. We praying for them, Lord God, that you break every addiction, Lord God, that you break every bondage, Lord God, that you break every chain, Lord God, and trying to distract them, Lord God, and hold them back, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You said, Lord God, for those that wait on the Lord will be renewed, Jesus, Lord God. But Lord God, give us that renewed spirit this morning, Lord God. We want to be better, Lord God. Lord God, you've given us this day, Lord God, for us to be better, Lord God. We are not to be stagnant, Lord God. Lord God, we ask for a new story, Lord God. We need a new story, Jesus, Lord God. We don't want that old story, Lord God. We want the new story, Jesus, Lord God. That you give us a new revelation, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to reveal yourself to us this morning, today, Lord God, like you never have before, Lord God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we are not satisfied where we are, Lord God. We want more of you, Jesus, Lord God. We want more of you, Lord God. Lord God, so help us to, Lord, stay in prayer, Lord God. Help us to stay in prayer, Jesus. Help us to stay in prayer, Lord God. Help us to stay in prayer, Jesus, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Jesus, Lord God. We come to you today, Lord God, saying, Lord God, we want to be better, Lord God. We want to do more, Lord God. Help us to be good sowers, Lord God. Help us to be good stewards over the things that you've given us, Lord God. If you've given us the gift to seed, Lord God, help us to be good stewards, Lord God, over anything, Lord God. Help us to pay our tithes, Lord God. Lord God, you said bring all the tithes to the storehouse, Lord God. Help us to be good tithers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Because we know, Lord God, you said obedience is better than sacrifice, Jesus, Lord God. Help us to be obedient, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we praise you, Jesus. We praise you, we praise you, we praise you this morning, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. We pray for the children, Lord God, as they go to school, Lord God. Lord God, we bind any peer pressure, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, it's so many kids killing kids, Lord God. We bind that spirit of violence right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We bind it right now, Lord God. We ask you to cover our children, Lord God, with the blood of Jesus, with the blood of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, easily as they sleep right now, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to change them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. For you have given us the strength and power, Lord God, to keep going, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, help us to not be stagnant this year, Lord God. Help us to not be stagnant this month, Lord God. Help us not to be stagnant today, Lord God. Lord God, for we need to grow, Lord God. We try to grow in the spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Keep growing, Lord God. We want to keep growing, Jesus, Lord God. Give us wisdom, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Help us to be wise, Jesus. Help us to be wise, Father God. Help us to make good decisions, Jesus. Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you just give us a renewed mindset today, Lord, a renewed heart, Lord God. If there's anything in our heart, Lord God, that's not right, Lord God, is not like you, Lord God, if we've been harboring any grudges, Lord God, against one another for things in our past, Lord God, help us to let it go today, Lord God. Help us to let it go, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for the people with broken hearts, Lord God. Lord God, it's the people, Lord God, that's been so damaged, Lord God, that they don't even know how to come back to themselves, Lord God. We pray for them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray for those, Lord God, that may be sick and shut in, Lord God. Lord God, there's some people with COVID, Lord God. There's some people with cancer, Lord God. We're praying for them, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that you give them the strength, Lord God, to look up to you, Lord God, because we know that you said look to the hills and come at your help, Lord God, and your help cometh from the Lord, Lord God. So, Lord God, We pray for them, Lord God, that they'll be able to look up, Lord God, and see you, Jesus, Lord God, to see you, Lord God, to see, this, Lord God, that you sit on the throne, Lord God, and you got the last say-so, Jesus, in everything, Lord God. So we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for being the healing, Lord God. We know that you can heal them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. All those that's heavy-laden and heartbroken, Lord God, we know that you can heal them, Jesus, Lord God. So we pray this morning, Lord God, that they harden not their hearts, Lord God, because you have the last say so, Lord God. So we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Lord. We thank you, Lord, for breaking every chain, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you all the glory, Jesus. You are wonderful, Lord God. You are wonderful, Jesus, Lord God. And Lord God, we are excited, Lord God. We are so excited today, Lord God, that what you're going to do in our life, Lord God. You're always up to something, Lord God, no matter if we can see it or not, Lord God. We are connected to you, Lord God, for you are divine, Lord God. And we are connected to you, Jesus. So, Lord God, reign victoriously in our life, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that something great happens in each and every one of our lives today, Lord God. That thing, that long-term thing that we've been praying for, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you give solution to it today, Lord God. That long-term problem, Lord God, that we've been praying for, I pray for solution today, Heavenly Father. Today, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that just, Lord God, that you keep us, Lord God, focused, Lord God. Help us to stay focused on you, Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray, Lord God. We give you all the glory, Jesus. You are so great. You're so wonderful, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for this prayer line, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We thank you for Sister Darlene, Lord God, facilitating this prayer line, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for Apostle Horsley, Heavenly Father, and Sister Wonderland, Heavenly Father. We thank you for Pastor Elastica, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for Sister Sheila, Lord God, and Sister Mary, Lord God, and Sister Gladys, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for each and every person, Lord God, that comes here on this prayer line, Lord God, and every family member that's represented, Lord God, on this prayer line, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that you just keep doing what you're doing in their life, Lord God, and that you bring solution to anything, Lord God, that they're praying for, Heavenly Father. Lord God, so we give you all the glory, Lord God. We give you all the glory, Lord God, and we give you all the praise, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, thank you for this service every day, Lord God. Thank you for this service, Lord God. So you said only what you do for the Lord will last, Lord God. So help us to keep working, Lord God. Keep working for the kingdom, Jesus, Lord God. Doing everything that we can do, Lord God. Lord God, if it's praying for one another, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, whatever it is, Lord God, help us to, Lord God, to keep being in the service, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, thank you, Lord God, for you said for the meek to inherit the earth, Lord God. Help us to be humble, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us to have a good attitude, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us to be good representatives of the kingdom of God, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you get all our praises, all our glory, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for rewriting our story, Lord God. On this day, on February 16, 2022, Lord God, you're giving us a new story, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. You're erasing everything that's in our past, Lord God. For this day, Lord God. Lord God, for this day, Lord God, you're giving an angel's charge over us, Lord God, that we should dash our foot against the stone, Lord God. You are our refuge, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you are a way maker, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God, that we are not stagnant, Lord God, that we are moving, Lord God, in the pace, Lord God, that you want us to, Lord God, that you've given us permission, Lord God, to, Lord God, to take our life back, Lord God. Lord God, to take us back, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Everything that the devil stole from us, everything the devil told us that we couldn't have, Lord God, you're giving it back to us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Help us to encourage one another, Lord God, and to be strong, Lord God. Help us to encourage one another, Lord God, in the spirit, Lord God. Help us to pray for one another in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We give you all the glory, Lord God. We give you all the glory, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for a renewed anointing today, Lord God. Lord God, that your grace and mercy, Lord God, will carry us, Lord God, through the day, Lord God. And when we return home, Lord God, safely, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray for each and every vehicle, Lord God, that's being driven today, Lord God, that you will protect it, Lord God, and make sure, Lord God, it stay free from accidents, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, cover us with your protection, Lord God. Give us a peace, Lord God, that surpasses all understanding today. We will not worry, Lord God, but we will pray about everything, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, because we are victorious, Lord God. You have given us the victory. The victory is ours, Lord God. We are victory. We are victorious in the name of Jesus, Lord God. The victory is ours, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We're claiming it over everything, Lord God. We're claiming victory over everything right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We claim a victory in our children's life, Lord God. We claim a victory over our parents' life, Lord God. We claim a victory over our job situations, Lord God, over our businesses, Lord God. We will be stronger, Lord God. We will be stronger, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We got victory in everywhere, Lord God. We got victory over everything, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God, because we couldn't do anything without you, Lord God. And, Lord God, we thank you for granting us the grace to do everything, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray for every prodigal daughter and son, Lord God, that you bring him back, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray for them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. That you renew their anointing, Lord God. And Lord God, and just, Lord God, give them the wisdom, Lord God, to know, Lord God, that they can come back to their Father's house, Lord God, that you're waiting, Lord God, on them, Jesus. You're waiting with open arms, Lord God, and sending them back, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We worship you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for your peace today, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for supporting us, Lord God, and we won't stumble, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You are our strength, Lord God. You are our redeemer, Lord God, and we thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for casting everything down that need to be casted down in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We are stronger today, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. So I thank each and every person that's here on the prayer line today, and I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for your strength in the Lord today. And I want to get the names of everybody that's here that wants to give their name. Go ahead and give it now. Amen.
Morning. This is Darlene. Good morning, everybody. Good to be here.
Good morning, everyone.
Scholastica
is here. And in agreement, just continue praying for my son, Abraham, for wisdom and for favor. In Jesus' name, thank you.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys this morning. And I continue prayer for me and my strength this morning. And my daughter and my son-in-law, they are away for traveling mercies and from my job. And I'm listening today.
Good morning. This is Glenda. I'm listening.
Good morning. This is Sister Mary, and I'll be in praying in agreement Please continue to pray for my daughter, Cece. She will be having surgery today.
Amen.
Thank you.
Possible to pray for this inflammation in the body and the joints to dissipate. Thank you.
Well, thank you for each and every person that's here on the prayer line. And we got a few prayer requests. Let's just come together and thank God for what he's going to do it for each and every one of these prayer requests today. Well,
amen. Thank you, Father. We bless your
thank
name.
Thank you, Heavenly
morning,
Father,
God.
Lord God.
We
thank you,
Father.
God. We are born unto you,
Heavenly Father, of bread for one another.
We are praying for them, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. You said, enter your gates with thanksgiving and praise, Lord God. prayer. We're going to praise you, Jesus. We're going to praise you, Lord. We're going to praise you, Jesus, with everything that we have inside of us, Lord. And we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Almighty God.
For giving us the strength, Jesus, to keep going. To keep going. To keep going, Jesus. To keep going. To keep going, Lord God. Lord God, the strength, Lord God, to keep, Lord God, ministering to our children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, giving us patience with our children, Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, helping us to be better parents today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for breaking every generational curse, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Break every generational curse, Lord God. We thank you for breaking it today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, in your precious name, Lord, in your precious name, Lord, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that every prayer, Lord God, goes to you, Jesus, Lord God. Every prayer is sealed, Lord God. It's sealed, Lord God. And Lord God is going straight to you, Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we won't be stagnant. Our prayers won't be stagnant, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. But Lord God, they're going to be fruitful, Jesus, Lord God. Fruitful, Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Yes, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus, Lord God. Won't you do it, Lord God? Won't you do it, Jesus? Won't you do it, Lord? You will do it every time, Lord God. So we thank you, Jesus. We glorify you. We magnify you, Jesus. We give you all the glory, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for rewriting our story, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, our past will no longer affect us, Jesus, Lord God. But, Lord God, we are pushing forward, Jesus, Lord God. We are pushing forward, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we pray the blessings of Abraham upon our life, Jesus, Lord God. The blessings of Abraham, Lord God, upon each and every one of us, Lord God. Lord God, that you would be the ram in the bush today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, they didn't know, Abraham didn't know what was on the other side of that mountain, Lord God, but you did, Jesus, Lord God. You knew, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for being that ram in the bush in our life today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we expecting something so great, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that you are a great God, Lord God. So we expecting something great, Jesus, a miracle, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the miracles, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, there's some people, Lord God, that's going to be so blessed, Lord God. We thank you for it, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for it, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that you just keep raining, Lord God, and pouring down upon us, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, that we won't be like the Lord God. Lord God, that we will be blessed, Lord God. Lord God, that Lord God, that the, Lord God, that you've given us the territory, new territory, Jesus, Lord God. You said, go out, Lord God, and you will give us the land, Lord God, Lord God. So we thank you for that new land that you've given us, Lord God. Lord God, the new territory, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you're opening doors for us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we know, Lord God, when you open door, Lord God, no man can close it, Father God. So we thank you, Lord God, for opening new doors in our life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Open and giving us new ideas for businesses, Lord God. Get granting us grace, Lord God, on jobs, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you for favor, Lord God. Favor with man, Lord God. Favor with woman, Lord God. Favor with everything, Lord God. Anything that's supposed to make decisions over our life, Lord God. Let us have favor, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, favor with the doctors, Lord God. Favor, Lord God. Favor everywhere, Lord God. From the top of our head, Lord God, to the bottom of our feet, Lord God. Yeah, let us have favor today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We claim the victory over our life, Lord God. Victory is ours, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We will not be downtrodden, Lord God. We will not be depressed, Lord God. We will not have anxiety, Heavenly Father. But, Lord God, we will have grace, Lord God, and we will have faith, Jesus, Lord God. Increase our faith today, Heavenly Father, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, there's no good thing that you will withhold from us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, so we're expecting something great today, Lord God, to happen, Lord God. Lord God, on tomorrow we will have testimonies, Jesus, Lord God. Testimonies, Lord God, how good you was, Lord God, and how great you was, Lord God, and how many doors you opened for us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we are, Lord God, we are testified today, Lord God. We know, Lord God, if you want to do something great, Lord God, Heavenly Father, Lord God, you're breaking a chain right now, Lord God. You're breaking a generational curse over somebody right now, Lord God. Lord God, you're giving new life, Lord God. You said long life shall I give to you, Lord God. So, Lord God, thank you for long life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for the inheritance, Lord God. Thank you for giving us the inheritance, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, because I want to be great, Lord God. I know it, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for granting me the grace, Lord God, to be great, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So I give you all the glory this morning, Jesus. I give you all the glory, Jesus. I give you all the glory, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the healing, Lord God, of the mind and the spirit, Jesus, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we come to you corporately, Jesus, Lord God, corporately, Lord God, praying for one another, Jesus, Lord God. And we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. So if anybody has a song that they want to sing, you can do it right now. Anybody have a song on their heart that they want to sing?
Say again.
I said, anybody have a song in their heart that they would like to sing this morning? Apostle Horston, you got a song?
Yes. I just want to praise you, lift my hands and say I love you. You are everything to me, and I exalt your whole. The name is I exalt your holy name, Lord. I exalt your holy name on high. We worship you, O mighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I love to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Give thanks with the grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given us Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for the song, Apostle Horsley. We thank you for that today. And I'm just going to share a few scriptures. These are power scriptures just to keep us going. And this one is from 2 Corinthians 12:9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. So we thank you, Lord God, that your grace is sufficient, Lord God, today, Lord God, that your strength is made perfect in our weakness, Lord God. So we give you all the glory for that this morning. And this one is in Colossians 1:11. It says, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. So we thank you, Lord God, for giving us the patience, Lord God, to go through, Lord God, to granting us the grace to just go through whatever we're going through, Lord God, because we know victory is on the other side of every situation. And we thank you, Lord, this morning, Lord God, for helping us to be victorious, Lord God. Then there's Ephesians 6 and 10. It says, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So, Lord God, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. And then Isaiah 40 and 29, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases their strength. So we just thank God for the strength today. Lord God, we thank you for the power, Lord God, that you have given us, the grace that you have given us, Lord God, in every situation, Lord God, that you have given us victory over in the name of Jesus, because we know the battle is not ours, it's the Lord's. And we thank you, Lord God, for just making us strong, Lord God, giving us the strength, Lord God, to keep going and to keep pursuing, Lord God, after you, Lord God, after your grace, after your will, Lord God. So we give you all the glory this morning. So, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for this day of February the 16th, Lord God, allowing us here on this prayer line to come together corporately to inspire and motivate us, and, Lord God, to just gain increase, Lord God, in understanding of your word this morning, Lord God. So we thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, this morning. And if anybody has anything they want to share, any praise report, you can go ahead and do that right now. If you have a praise report.
Well, this is Gladys, and I'm just grateful and just thankful for the words you brought forth in this, for the prayers of the righteous availeth much, and we just continue to keep looking forward, to keep going forward, moving, don't stop, and that we keep our eyes lifted up into the hills from which comes our help, and that we just stay faithful, stay committed to God's word and his commandments and all that he commands us to do, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. I thank God I had a loan out. I have finally, Lord bless me, I have got it paid off. I have bought a system. And I had lost the remote for it. I got the replacement system. I'm thanking God that the work had picked up, and I'm going to work more evenings now. I just thank God because it's the time. I thank God because it's the time I want to bless him, because it seemed like the pressure's on the saints of God in a special way. Hallelujah to God. And I just want to thank God for the peace of mind that he gives during this time with the wars and the rumors of war. Hallelujah to God. And with a pandemic of the flu going around, and there's a lot of people that will keep, well, thank God that he blesses us to come to the prayer line. This hour of power of prayer is so very much important. We do the prayer line on Tuesday and Friday nights, hallelujah to God. And sometimes I know that we get weary and well-doing, but thank God, because even on last night, to get so weary, you get so tired, I said, well, we just skip tonight. And come to find out that the first person that prayed, they prayed a prayer that just touched the heart. They just the spouse had went home a few months ago, and he was suffering with grief, you know, and not even in this state, in another state, he's in Augusta, Georgia. But it lets us know that it's important that we come and pray. You don't know what people are going through, hallelujah to God. But we had an uplifted prayer service, hallelujah to God, and I thank God that he got the deliverance, was able to give the phone number, say anytime that you feel that way, hallelujah, that you'll be blessed to call the line or just leave you a message on the prayer line, hallelujah to God, to get prayed for. Just the other week, someone called in and they wanted to commit suicide just because they couldn't find a job. They didn't know what to do. There's another spirit that has been released in the earth, I feel, from the last administration, causing mass confusion. That's why we're standing on the brinks of war and everything. But we come to give God thanks, hallelujah to God, every morning, Monday through Friday, here on Prayer Deliverance Ministry, the Circle of Friends, hallelujah to God. We have to give him the praise for the joints working, hallelujah. It's not a matter of we need prayer team, not that we need someone to lead us in prayer. We just have to give God thanks because people are dependent. We don't know who's in the background and the archives, hallelujah to God, that needs a touch, that needs a word from the Lord, hallelujah, God, because God is a God that works miracles so great, saints of God. You just wouldn't believe how just hearing your voice getting together and knowing, looking forward to hearing your salutation or your testimony, hallelujah, God, it's very important. Then sometimes we think that it's the little things, hallelujah, God, the little things, hallelujah, God, that means so much just to hear a word, hallelujah, God, just to know that someone needs strengthening, hallelujah, God. It gives me great joy to be here, and I thank God for it. Well, I didn't say too much, Minister Chris. I just thank God for being able to thank him for all that he does, hallelujah, God. Things are just going up and down, but it says, don't be weary and well-doing. We say we'll reap or reward from God if we faint not. So I thank God for this time to just testify, and I appreciate it. Everyone here, love everyone here. Thank you for faith. Amen. Thank you, God, for my wife. She takes very good care of me. And give her flowers, too. Okay, amen. Thank you. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. That's so sweet.
Good morning. This is Marie. I just want to praise God for my healing and for constantly financial blessings. And if you don't mind, I'll share the words on praise him for the victory. And that Psalms 44, 7 through 8 said, but you will give us victory over our enemies, and we will praise your name forever. God has commanded victory to be ours. And when God commands something, it's going to happen. When God commanded light to come, light came, and light is still coming. God has commanded that we live in victory. That means no matter what you're going through, no matter how dark it looks, you can be encouraged that the darkness has to give way to light. Defeat has to give way to victory. But in order to open that door to victory, we must continually do what the Psalms did and constantly praise his name. Don't go around talking about your problems. Go around talking about God. Don't go around speaking words of defeat and failure. Speak words of faith and victory. Quit worrying and start worshiping. Start praising and thanking God and expect things to change in our favor. God will take us places that we'll never ever dreamed of, and you'll start experiencing the victory that he commanded be ours. So we just praise God today for promises of victory in our life, and thank God, you know, for precious, thank to God, you know, for the precious blood of Jesus that calls us to overcome the every area of life with the fruit of our lips. We will praise God all day long today. So I just wanted to share that.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Sister Murray. Thank you. So we're almost at the top of the hour, Sister Darlene. Does anybody else have anything they want to share?
Amen.
Well, I just want to say I just thank God this morning for allowing us to be here on Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance. And each and every day I thank God for each person and what everybody brings to the prayer line. It's just so inspiring and motivating for me every day to just start here on the prayer line. And I just thank God for Sister Darlene just keeping this prayer line, because I know I've been on this prayer line for at least 10 years, at least. So I just thank God for this prayer line. It's really done allow me to grow in the spirit, and I just thank God for it. It's a great way to start your day. So I just thank God for allowing us to be here in the service. And amen.
Amen. Amen. Well,
amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Chris, for leading us this morning. And we do appreciate the prayers and the word that you shared today concerning patience. And also strength. And then Sister Marie, we're going to continue to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I have something going on with my throat. So Excuse me. In fact, let's just come in and pray for my body this morning. Let's just pray for me. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Father, for every prayer that has went forth this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you meet every need, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, and that we have the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, and gives us, my God, over our heart in Christ Jesus, our mind, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that, hallelujah, the prayers of the righteous of it as much, Father, in the name of Jesus, we know we thank you for unity in the body of Christ, that we come together with one mind, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, there's power in numbers, Father, in the name of Jesus, so we thank you right now, God, for my prayer was power in the name of Jesus, every need is met in the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you for your protection upon our family members, Father, thank you for his prayer, praise, and deliverance, ministry, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, thank you right now, God, for salvation, healing, and deliverance for our family members, for those that don't know you, Father, and for people all around the world, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for everyone on the prayer line, the ones that did not make it, Father, in the name of Jesus, that their needs are met, Father, today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for opening our eyes to see and our ears to hear. You, Father, in the name of Jesus, let wisdom flow, let revelation flow. Thank you, Lord, for the words of encouragement, a prophetic word flow, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for miracles, signs, and wonders now, today, in the name of Jesus, binding every demonic assignment that has been assigned against your church, Father, they known as royal, not coming to fruition, cut out at the root of conception, cast down as vain imagination. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we honor you and we praise you for the victory in Jesus' name. We pray right now, God, in the name of Jesus, for newness of life today, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you revive us, you replenish us, hallelujah, renew us, Father, quicken down us, Father, in your word, Father, in the name of Jesus, by your stripes we are healed. It's already done in the mighty name of Jesus. Healing, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Peace in our minds and in our bellies, right now, in the name of Jesus. Against every demonic assignment right now, God, hallelujah, it's cast back to the pit of hell for which it came. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for faith, hallelujah, and favor, and grace, and new mercies. Thank you, Lord, for our jobs, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for our family, Lord, salvation, healing, and deliverance, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and our children, hallelujah, the president, hallelujah, Biden and Camilla Harris, I mean, Father, today in the name of Jesus, let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, the peace, mighty deal, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for sitting in our earth, Father, in the name of Jesus, for the joy of the Lord is our strength in Jesus' mighty name.
So, Lord God,
thank you,
in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, O Lord God, for peace of mind today, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, O Lord God. Roof over the head, clothes on the
floor. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
To break every chain. To break every chain. To break every chain. There's an army rising up.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord,
hallelujah,
for all that you are. Thank you.
We pray.
And thank you. The desires to come together here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. God is doing great things here. And I appreciate you praying for me. I just immediately felt so much better. As we were praying, I mean, my throat was feeling better as we prayed today. So there's power in prayer for sure. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We're going to keep those prayers going. We're going to keep on loving one another and loving God and loving the people who are hard to love. You know, there's some people out there who are hard to love, but God wants us to love them anyway. So we will keep these prayers going and the love of God in our hearts and to share the love of God wherever we go. That is what God would desire for us to do. So as we're leaving this morning, I do appreciate you once again for being here. And I decree this morning that all these prayers and are covered with the blood of Jesus. We cover and seal them with the blood of Jesus. And we know that sometimes the youth will faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah, Jesus. So as we realize and recognize that we are in Christ, we are new creatures in him, and old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So I thank God today for the angels that protect us. As we go from one destination to the next, we decree and declare no accidents or incidences as we travel in the name of Jesus. So I thank you for just being so diligent, being consistent in what we're doing here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. And I decree that we continuously humble ourselves and pray, and we will seek the face of God. And though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil, because we resist the devil and he flees from us. Everybody have a beautiful rest of the day, the rest of your life. May it be blessed. Be favored by God wherever you go. Walk in the anointing and honor God and let him get the glory in all that we say and all that we do in Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, I love you and thank you for loving me back. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.